What is going on, men? It's your boy Crimson. Time for another teacher no pew pew. Now, a while ago when I was first understanding my conservatism and going through a very interesting conservative journey and self-reflecting, I was once one of those people like Mike Glover, who is a former Green Beret, who thought arming the teachers, since they're the first line of defense, you know, kind of like arming the cooks. Arming the teachers would be a brilliant idea. And then I talked to my friend's wife, who's a teacher, and I said, what do you think with the idea? Like, no, I just said, we need to give the teachers the guns. And then she goes, no, why? And I just started laughing. Like, her reaction was so, like, genuinely girly and just, like, scared. And she goes, no, why? And I just looked at her and I'm like, you wouldn't want to defend your students? And she's like, well, I mean, they're my students or whatever, but what about my life? And I just stopped and I thought about that. Like, oh, fuck, you're right. I didn't think about that. She's like, yeah, I don't want to get shot. Like, I'm going to run out there too. Like I'm going to, what did she say? Like, she, you know, she's like, you know, it's my responsibility to take care of them, but I mean, what the fuck? If my life's on the line too, like, why should I protect them? You know, we all have an equal opportunity to fucking escape and leave. And I just, like, fuck. Yeah, she really fucked with me when she said that. I never would have. I never would have thought about that. Any case, the more and more I started to think about it, the more and more clips of teachers fucking their students started to pop up. And the girl that I was dating at the time, she thought I was a weirdo. Like, I had a fucking teacher fetish. And I was like, no, I'm trying to do some research here because a buddy's wife posed a question. Any case, she broke up with me because she thought I was weird doing all that research. But the thing that Mike Glover doesn't understand is that teachers only really have a few sets of skills and a few sets of passions, right? It's kind of like the military. You're assigned. You either have the choice to join and do whatever you want if you have a high enough fucking ASVAB score and you, you know, are the top of your class and all this other shit. Or you get assigned. And here's the thing. The people that are being assigned certain positions in life, I notice are complete fucking retards. This is what I'm talking about.
But an absolute meltdown because she's trying to indoctrinate a child and they're ignoring it. You absolutely love to see it. Make sure you like on this video and you subscribe so you can keep bringing these folks to light daily.
I have a student in one of my classes that's homophobic, transphobic, sexist, purposefully misgenders me. Back in September, I tried to get him moved to another class because it had just been an ongoing issue. And not only was he rude and disrespectful, he was just, like, not trying and wouldn't take direction, would constantly argue with me. I went to the counselors today. I've been asking for a parent-teacher conference for months now. Hasn't happened. Counselors won't set it up. But when I mentioned the fact that he's misgendering me on purpose, I was told, well, some religions, you know, they don't have to do that because some religions don't agree with that. So they don't have to respect that.
My name's Accord, and if you...
So do you want that? You can't even fucking determine whether they're male or female or choose at the last minute to fucking swap their fucking sex? Dude, here's the downside. I think she's absolutely fucking beautiful. It sucks. She's just my type. If you take away the fucking tie and the goofy-ass looking shirt, like, blazer that she's wearing, she looks fucking phenomenally beautiful. perfect fucking eyes, gorgeous fucking skin. Like, goddamn, dude. I'm a sucker for blondes. Then I mean natural blondes, not some fucking wetback fucking dyed her hair blonde bullshit. Alright? I'm not falling for it. So, in any case, you want that? Defending your kid? There's a lot to unpack there, so I'll let you guys do all the work. But here's my take. Let teachers be teachers. If they decide that they want a firearm on them to make themselves feel protected, just understand that that person doesn't give a shit about the safety of anybody else other than their own fucking safety. It's not about the kids. It's about their fucking safety. That's what they're going to prioritize first and foremost. Guard your heart.